There's a hidden treasure in the walls of the Eastman School of Music that has been there since the 1920s. WXXI's Mona Segetolislami has more.
Virgil Fox, a famous concert organist, he once said, I don't play the organ, I play the building. And I think that's really, really a good way to think of it, is that when we're doing that, we're making the building sing, not just making the pipe sing.
That's David Higgs, the head of the organ department at the Eastman School of Music. He's played concerts on organs around the world, including at Notre Dame Cathedral. Here in Rochester, there's a pipe organ that rivals the size of those found in the great European cathedrals, though you've probably never seen it. It's at Kilburn Hall in the Eastman School of Music.
People are shocked to find this out because the console, the part that you play, where you see four keyboards and all the stops and the pedals, sits underneath the stage and is on a hydraulic lift that is currently broken. And then there are 94 ranks of pipes. This is getting close to the size of the Notre Dame organ, up in the proscenium above the stage in Kilburn Hall.
The instrument's history is tied to the early days of the school. Dates back to 1921.
This is a purpose-built instrument for Kilburn Hall, built at the same time as the hall, and designed by the first professor of music at Eastman School of Music, who was Harold Gleason, and he was also George Eastman's organist. And then another person who is less known in the United States as the founder of the Eastman Organ Department, Joseph Bonnet. And he was an organist from Paris, one of the most famous organists in the world, that George Eastman brought to Rochester.
For decades, the organ was played for silent films, concerts, graduations, and other events. But time and temperature took their toll, and it was last heard in the mid-1990s.
Even then, it was really on its last legs. I mean, it was held together by Band-Aids and bubblegum at the time. Normally, an organ should last 200 years without a significant rebuild.
The organ's life was shortened by a heating system that was installed in the 70s that blew dry, damaging air through the instrument. Newer systems wouldn't cause the same problem, but significant repairs are still needed to fix the earlier damage. Higgs is part of a group called the Eastman Rochester Organ Initiative, and they want to help make those repairs happen.
And I think organists, more than any other musician, we are so aware of our surroundings, because they often say that the room that the organ is in is really the most important stop on the organ. In other words, the most important sound is how that room is built and how it can reflect sound of the organ.
Especially after the outpouring of support for Notre Dame in Paris, he hopes that they can gather the resources to bring this local treasure back to life. And the walls of Kilburn Hall will again sing with its sounds. Mona Segetolislami, WXXI News.